Hello, podcast listeners. Welcome to the episode of To Be Frank. This is Mason, Kent, and Matt Franklin. This episode, we'll be introducing ourselves, even though most of our listeners are our friends or family. But just in case there are people who aren't, we'll introduce ourselves and our friendship.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about scary stuff.
So, me and Matt, all right. He's a pro basketball player, and I'm a, let's just say, ex-fighter, you could say that. And we were talking about just ourselves, how we became friends, and dates and stuff. Ooh, dates.
Hey, getting romantical.
So yeah, we met in like grade 9. We didn't even realize we had a manual arts class together for a while, and then I think I just invited him over to watch a movie, and we just went home.
No, we had a sleepover at mine, didn't we?
No, the first time you just came over, we just watched like a movie, then you just went home.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
I swear, like, the first time we met, it was like a sleepover. Or, like, out of school.
No, I think it was just like, hey, you want to come back to mine and watch a movie? Or whatever. And then, like, the first proper time we hung out was, like, a sleepover.
And then we split up for, like, 6 months.
Yeah, that's because you just wanted to hang out with, like, more people and get closer to Jesus and stuff. And I read it as, f*** you. Oh, wait, yeah. I can't say that. As... You suck, and I don't want to be a friend, and then I just hated you.
Yeah.
I'm just a cold friend. They call me a Rick friend.
I mean, yeah, because he is smart and he's a hater. That's why they call him a Rick
friend. UQ science and Ricketer.
Yeah. That's Mason Kent. I'm Matt Franklin. I want to be an NBA player one day, and I aspire to be an NBA player.
Wait, what's the NBA?
So, National Basketball Association.
National Basketball Association. National Basketball Society.
Or association. Hey, whatever you want to call it, though.
Yeah, it's really just whatever.
Yeah, it really is just whatever.
What's the scariest shit, like, that's ever happened to you?
That's actually a good question, Mason Kent. Probably, I haven't had many scary stuff happen to me in my life. Actually, it was probably one time I went to the movies with my friends, RJ and Heath.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I know.
We returned late at night, and it was a horror movie, by the way. So yeah, it was scary stuff.
What horror movie?
Evil Dead Rise. That really gory one.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's like really messed up. It's gory. It's like bad. Yeah, but anyone who's watched Evil Dead Rise will know that's a gory ass movie. But yeah, we got back from the movies. We had returned to my house, and I had seen like a hospital, or like an ambulance out the front of my house, and then there was like.
Was this with Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a couple drinks. Yeah, this is my mum's boyfriend, by the way. And, you know, he had fallen off the balcony and injured himself. So, yeah, pay my respects to Michael. You know, he's still alive, of course. Yeah. He's still good and breathing. You know, he's still chilling, but, yeah.
The scariest thing happened to me. Oh, I was hanging out with Mason and Seth, and, we were just at a park in the middle, and we were like, oh no, we're gonna get in trouble for drinking.
Yeah.
And then we just chased after it, and it was the ice cream machine. So I think of. That's pretty cool.
Did you hear the noise there?
We saw a siren, so we thought it was like parks. At school, yeah, what do you want to do when you like get out of school?
That's actually a good question. You know, I could do like a trade. I was thinking carpentry, maybe.
Why carpentry?
Well, you know, I'm not the smartest bloke out there.
I don't know.
I mean, essential maths in English.
That's crazy, though.
I think carpentry is as good. You know, I like staying on my feet during work. I don't like, you know...
Sitting around
doing nothing. Doing jack squat. So, yeah, that's basically me. What about you?
Oh, I'm trying to be a psychologist like my mom.
Yeah.
Because I can just be easy.
The human brain is interesting, eh?
Yeah, probably rather be... clinical psychologist and a neuropsychologist. If you guys don't know what that is, a neuropsychologist is like studying the brain itself, and a clinical psychologist is kind of like therapy or psychiatry.
Yeah.
So, pretty simple stuff. What mark did you get for essential math?
So I got a C. Yep.
An essential math.
Yep. I don't study. I don't study much, so.
But how did you get a C without studying an essential math? What were you even doing? Was it like fractions?
I can't even remember. I'm gonna be honest. You know, I don't take school that seriously. I'm just like the Rick friend.
He's just like,
smart. Yeah.
guy is a Ric Flair.
I'm not exactly smart, but a hater.
Not really a hater anyway.
Yeah. Actually, sort of a hater. I guess you can call me the Ric Flair, aren't I?
Yeah, like...
They call me cold, like, you know, living in a cold society, like, it's hard being cold yourself, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. In future episodes, we'll be in different areas, but since this is the opening episode, we're just in his room. We're planning on making a wheel spinner to where we go, but since the second episode, it's probably just going to be in like an abandoned house or something easy.
Or we could do like a drawers, or we could do a website, and then we could create drawers where that people could enter, and then we could spin that and see which people would be on our podcast. So anybody who wants to enter the draw,
me and Matt will post that form on our story.
Yeah,
on Instagram.
So anybody who wants to like be a guest,
Abraham, some guy from my gym, Ricky.
Ricky wants to be first guest.
I think first guest should be David, because he was the first one to ask, like, ages ago, like, before we even stopped being friends. I remember we were planning this, and I didn't actually think it was going to happen. Pretty cool. What do you think about, like, this new fashion? Like, Y2K shit. Bro, I saw this guy the other day. Pink hair, fishnets. Like, this is a dude. Pink hair, fishnets, a fucking freaking skirt. And, super bad. Just bad, dude.
Like, you're talking evil?
Like, evil.
Really evil,
this guy's evil, bro. Like, I could tell he had murder in his mind, bro.
Oh.
Painted nails and everything. That was cold. Yeah, so what do you feel about like this new like Y2K like fashion?
I don't know. It's definitely interesting. I'm more into the like, you know, sort of chill fashion.
Yeah, but, like
I'm not into anything too extra, you know.
Like that Hello Kitty hat you sent me a photo of.
Yeah, the Hello Kitty beanie.
Why are you wearing those pajama pants out?
Because I was already wearing them.
Oh, okay.
I was already wearing them to Aiden, so
I thought you were trying to be like those girls recently. Have you seen how like a bunch of girls are just all wearing pajama pants everywhere now?
Yeah.
It's just all of a sudden showed up.
Girls who wear their like Brazil top or...
We can't say that. I'm just going to bleep it out. We're going to get the
bleep.
Yeah, do it. Trends, man. Oh, the girls that we've dated. We should talk about them and bleep out all of their names. That would be funny.
Yeah,
so
we should actually.
So tell me about you and Tyler.
Oh, Tyler. Yeah, so, said she was going through something, ghosted me for, like, how long, like, a week?
Crazy.
Stopped talking to me at, you know? I mean, we weren't even dating, it was more like just...
Yeah.
Talking stage sort of thing, but... You know, it is what it is, you feel me? I don't think about it at all.
You know, Bronte, is telling people at school that I really, like, harassed her. Even though she was begging me for piss videos.
All over you, bro.
Yeah, I'm the one who sexually assaulted her. Yeah, right. Mason, please send me a piss video. Mason, please send me a piss video. I hope you're hearing this. And the other day she added me back. And then I said, what do you want? And she blocked me. And she added me back again that night. I had to finish it and block her.
Yeah, you have to at that point. Like, there's not much else you can do, eh? Am I right?
You're so right, bro.
Yeah, I'm so right, bro.
Do you have a girl best friend?
Well, I have, like, girls that are friends, but I don't have, like, a girl best friend.
Do you have one that, like, kind of just, like... Well, what do you define as, like, a girl best friend if you had one? Have you ever had one?
Nah.
Really?
Nah. As a girl best friend, I don't know, probably, like... Actually, what do you think about your, like, girlfriend, like, your girlfriend having a... boy best friend?
I wouldn't even care.
You wouldn't?
Nah, because if I because if they end up doing something anyway behind my back, I get a free fight out of it, which would be cool.
But then
also like I trust them that they won't do anything, because I have a girl best friend myself, so I kind of gotta like be fair.
Yeah, that's true. But like what if they start like taking all start involving their life more around the like boy best friend than you?
Well, I'll talk to her about it, but like, and if she talks to me and like says, oh, I'll stop, and she does stop, that'll be good. But if she doesn't, then like, she for the streets.
Yeah, she for the streets, for sure.
Nah. Leticia was my girl best friend for a while, like up until grade 9. And then actually upstairs, I found out she unfollowed me and blocked me on everything. And I messaged her down. She's like, what? We're not even that close. I'm like, dude, you literally like... all over my dick like a week ago.
Anyone who isn't watching this podcast, this guy literally just pointed upstairs. As he said upstairs, I'm like, are you serious?
We dissected a rat the other day, and somebody like passed out or something, I don't know, but the teacher like had to go help, so she just stopped caring. what we were doing. So after, I think when I was cutting it, I accidentally cut the liver in half and we thought it was lungs. And Joe just did not use the utensil. Like, he was just getting his fingers in it and like ripping it. And, like, Patrick was just watching me and Joe do it, and then we like kind of made him.
I think Joe's like the most likely to have like a serial killer kink. Like, out of everyone in the grade, bro.
Why?
I don't know, he just seems like that type of guy.
I think he's pretty chill. He's
Yeah, Joe's like, Joe's cool. I like yeah. Joe, yeah, he's sick. He's a mad cunt.
Yeah, and then we stopped caring. We tried to take out the whole digestive tract. So I tried to get like his literal mouth separated from his body, and I ended up just cutting off his bottom jaw, taking out his tongue and sticking it to his chest, so he was like freaky, like. And then we got Patrick to try to take it out of his bum, and then yeah. Shit on Patrick while he was dead. And then he's like, "No, I'm done." It's really funny.
Who's your science teacher anyway?
Miss Brabourne.
Miss who?
Brabourne. I think she's new.
Oh yeah, I've never heard of her.
She's pretty good. She's a good teacher.
Yeah.
And then we ended up just cutting off its head, separating its torso from everything else. I tried to get out its brain, but then I ended up missing and just stabbing the whole thing in half. It was pretty cool. And then we got one eye out with tweezers.
Yeah.
And then the second time, Joe just raw dogged it with his fingers and just, like, ripped it out.
We're actually learning about forensics and science too. So basically, there was this guy and his mate. They both lived in like the same complex, so like the same apartment. The guy that was living in the unit, the other guy went in and murdered him. I think that's just like basically what happened.
Yeah.
And he kept him in like a suit, or chopped up in like a suitcase, and we had to see like look at all the images in class too, like of his body in the suitcase, and we had to like look at the torso and everything, and like look at the arms sticking out and that's everything cool. too.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Too bad it's general science.
Bro, I'm in all the dumb classes, bro. Don't even hate on me.
That's tough though. I remember me, Asia, and Ellie were giving shit to Liam O'Brien for being in general math and general English. It was so fun. Like, he was like, "Oh, I got an A for math." And you're like, "What math do you mean?" He's like, essential. Get out of here. And, like, the Tuco gig. Get out.
He was thinking of lying too. He's like, "Nah, essential."
No, I think that was just me stuttering. Yeah, no, you can order the food now while we're talking. It's when it arrives.
No, but then if we pause it, we can like skip back to us having the food, you know?
No, actually, yeah, you're right. All right, and we are back. We didn't end up ordering food because neither of us are hungry, but that was a good test run for the awesome transition.
Yep.
We were talking about ordering food. What is your favorite food?
KFC, bro.
Shut up. Stop repping that.
No, actually, I'm dead ass.
What is like your favorite like food item though? Like, that's your favorite like food place. What's your favorite food item?
Waffles.
Why?
I really like the taste of them.
Nothing. No, that's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, my favorite fruit is probably apples.
That's a good choice. Solid choice. Right. It's not ridiculous to say that.
What about you, man? Shut up, bro. What about you?
My favorite food is like eggs. Because like you can make it into like omelets.
Yeah.
Like scrambled. Frickin' fried.
Yeah.
You can bake it into like
sunny side up, like everything, bro.
You can bake it into like cakes and stuff.
Yeah.
My favorite fruit is like a cherry.
Yeah.
Like, or a pomegranate. Mm. No more pomegranates.
Cherries are good.
Oh yeah, too bad they're only like on a certain season.
Yeah.
My favorite food place. Gotta say St. Cat's Cafe. Shout out St. Cat's Cafe.
Hey, shout out St. Cat's.
St. Cat's.
Shout out to Sierra Callaghan.
Shout out Sierra Callaghan for that fresh new haircut.
Shout out to Sierra Callaghan for that snag.
What?
For that snag.
Shout out Sierra Callaghan for getting with Matt twice almost.
Okay, bro.
Sorry for violating in the podcast. I'm not cutting it out.
I hate those people who always like sing that one part of the song that goes like, "We can go band for band, fuck that, we can go im for im." I hate when people do that, bro. Like, swear.
Swear down?
No, I was just kidding, I'd do that.
Yeah, I know. What's your big move?
My big move is making it to the NBA.
Yeah.
And what's your big move?
My big move? See, that's to be revealed at some point. Well, my big move that leads to my big move?
Mm.
Probably, for this to get big, or to not peak in high school. I know some of you guys say I'm peaking in high school. I am not peaking in high school.
He is not peaking in high school.
I am not peaking in high school. Frick you. Like,
neither of us are peaking in high school.
Yeah, unless you don't get your license. You know, Hayden's car got stolen, like, actually.
And
where?
Really?
Yeah.
His car?
Well, not his car, like his stepdad's car, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What car did he have?
It was like a red four-wheel drive. I don't remember, but I know that it was like, that's the reason why he doesn't have many cars. No, s***. My car almost got stolen once because I forgot to lock the car. And like, they ran through our car and almost got in trouble. Oh, yeah, so what are like some social media trends that you hate?
Well, it's not really a trend, but I hate those girls on TikTok that have the pink bow in their name. And I hate
people with the Barky Cross profile picture.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even though it is kind of basic to say that, it's still like, it will shut up, you have a Barky Cross profile picture. And people with the Minion profile picture, get out.
Oh, yeah, I also hate the bear or man trend.
That's also stupid. Like, if we're speaking realistically, like, literally, life or death, you have to choose one or the other. I'm fairly sure most people will pick on, like, a man.
Yeah, because, like, the bear isn't just going to sit down and eat porridge and honey with you. Like, let's be real now. The bear's not going to color you to keep you warm, bro. Like, let's be real now.
Like,
there's a chance a man might be a sex offender.
But also, but
there's a chance that
he'll be gay.
He'll be, like, gay, or he'll be, like, cool.
Yeah, or he'll, like, be really good at, like, surviving the wilderness. Yeah. Do you think if you were put into the middle of the forest with, like, a sleeping bag that you could survive?
I think I've watched enough Outdoor Boys on YouTube.
Someone was talking about that, actually. You know, when I was with Mason the other day, we saw, there's these, like, mansions in 17 Mile Rocks. Full mansions, like, stuff that you see on TikTok rich people having that you could see full walls made out of glass. And there were these kids just watching Outdoor Boys, and we were watching for, like, a minute.
Really? Outdoor Boys is actually pretty good. Like, I know he was overhyped, like, a lot. Well, not overhyped. He's got a good channel, but, like, lots of people would talk about him and shit, and then, like, people would think it's cringe to, like, watch him and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I actually think he's really cool. Like, I actually like watching him. Plus, it teaches you, like, good survival tricks, you know, like foraging. He teaches you how to, like, forage for food, forage for shelter and stuff like that. So I think it's actually really important to learn.
Yeah, I think, yeah, but how long do you reckon you'd survive in the outback?
Like, Australian outback?
Yeah, or just any outback.
Any outback?
I'm saying Australian because, like,
honestly, Australian outback would be hard to survive.
I reckon it'd be easier than in the rainforest, in, like, a rainforest.
Really?
Because, like, you can see everywhere, and also, like, there are a lot more water holes and
yeah,
stuff.
But lots of the water there is dirty, and you need to make a filter.
So easier than finding dirty water in a rainforest.
There are some, like, spring water in some rainforests, though.
Mm, yeah.
Which is usually, like, not dirty.
Yeah, but most of the like, deadly shit in Australia isn't even that deadly, think about it. It's like, gotta say, spiders, overhated, gotta say.
Yeah. I mean, actually, like, surviving in, like, because the Outdoor Boys, most of it is, like, Alaskan,
oh, yeah,
like, wilderness. So it's in, like, the tundra. It's the deepest snow.
So I reckon that'd be easy. I reckon I'd rather survive in, like, outback Canada than anywhere else ever.
Yeah. But, like, if you're just put there with clothes and a sleeping bag.
Yeah, I reckon I could.
Yeah. I mean, there are lots of things to build shelters out of there.
Hmm. Like, Australia, there isn't much. I reckon Amazon and Australian outback, probably two hardest places to survive.
Yeah. I mean, Amazon does have lots of snakes. Don't quote me on this one.
No.
But Amazon does have lots of, like,
I thought they just had critters
and stuff. Yeah.
I reckon I found a really chill monkey, we'd chill.
Yeah. I think we found a really chill monkey, we'd chill.
Yeah, because, if we didn't have a chill monkey, we wouldn't chill. But if the monkey was down to chill, I reckon we'd chill.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
Like, that'd be chill. What is, like, a social media trend that you have done yourself?
Well, I do post on TikTok. I mean, I'd say that it's, like, a social media trend, I guess. I guess you could say that.
Yeah, but, like, what trends do you post on TikTok?
I sort of just post my own stuff. I don't really post trends or anything.
Yeah.
What about you?
Little slideshows. I did that dance a couple times. How with you? I remember I still
Oh yeah, it was like you drafted it.
Yeah, and yeah. I've still got a bunch of drafts of just me fiddling with filters. Pretty cold.
Yeah.
I got a pretty good score in that falling box game.
Yeah.
Also, to you, this is aimed at you listeners, we're gonna post two polls on our story. One of them for where we should go and if you want a feature, and the second one is if we should play games on our podcast just in the middle if we're having a break about talking and what those games should be. Back to the topic of discussion. You stupid for doing that thing. You're not that guy.
Well, let's just say I'm a trendsetter and I like to set my own trends.
Well, if you were setting trends, then you'd be trending.
Well, let's say I'm still trying.
Let's just say I try hard. So, wolves.
So,
wolves.
My specific uncle wanted me to talk about wolves.
Yeah, what about the wolves?
Wolves are actually really cool. Like, if I were to be any animal, I'd actually want to be a wolf. Because, like, think about it. They've got, like, a nice thick fur coat, so they can stay warm and, like, stuff like that.
So why wouldn't you want to be a polar bear?
Actually, polar, that's a good point. I think wolves look more badass.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Yeah, because, you know, inside of you, there are 206 bones. Like, you gotta think about that.
206, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like,
they say I'm the baddest bone out there. That's why.
I'm bad to the bone.
Oh, yeah.
206. I reckon it's crazy how some fucking pugs evolve from wolves. Like, stupid as f. I'm bleeping that.
So, favorite movie?
Bullet Train.
What with
Brad Pitt?
What were their names again?
Brad
Tangerine Gosling. And
yeah, Lemon and Tangerine.
Yeah,
it was so good because I was on coming back from America and going to America.
Yeah,
had nothing to watch because it was all friggin' spid. And watched it like 7 times, and every single time it was like different experience. On the way back from America, I got like really bad tonsillitis, and there was this baby behind me that kept crying. It was the worst plane of my life.
Yeah, man, I hate, like, sometimes it can be chill, but I hate catching planes lots of the time because, you know, like, I'm a pretty big dude. Like, I've got pretty long legs.
Yeah.
So, like, I hate staying in, like, airplanes because I've got no leg room, and my, like, my bum starts to hurt. And I'm, like, sitting in those chairs for, like, so long.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know why, but I've never had that problem.
Oh, really? Maybe it's because you're 5'9".
Maybe it's because I haven't meat in my bones. I'm, like, 206 bones. Yeah, that's right. Call back to earlier in the podcast. That's right.
What if I was born with 205 bones? Who knows? I could
have
been.
Because you have a vagina?
Oh. Well, actually, the p**s doesn't have a bone inside it.
Then why is it called a boner?
It has muscles.
Why is it called a boner? Yeah. Was it you who said that you had a dream about me saying that there's a line and you crossed it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, did I tell you I was sleepwalking the other day?
Yeah.
Did I tell you? I'll tell you anyway.
You always tell me about your sleepwalking.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell the podcast listeners right now. I sleepwalk from time to time. The first time I remember, was a couple of years ago. I don't know if I've done it before, this is the first time I remember. I, had a dream that everyone turned into Clash Royale skeletons and ran into the Middle Park State School Hall, which was the town hall for some reason. And then I just get up out of bed, I stand on top of my stairs at 2 a.m. and scream, "Hello! Is anyone there?" And then I call my phone and I, like, text a bunch of people, even my auntie, asking, "Where are you?" At, like, 2 a.m. I go back to sleep and I wake up like, holy shit, I just did that. And after that, I was sleeping at this guy's house. I hear his mum and sister talking because she's about to move Alley Beach. Yeah. I just get out and I hug them both and I just go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Thinking it's part of my dream. And then
I remember you telling me about that the next morning. And I, like, we woke up and you're like, bro, I think I, like, woke up and hugged your mum and sister. And I was, like, dying of laughter, bro.
And recently, I didn't even think I was dreaming. I just sat up on my bed and I see these, like, massive yellow jumping spider looking guys, but with scary faces, like scary human faces, just crawl under my mattress as I sit up. And I'm sitting in bed yelling, "Hello, get out, please, get out." And, like, in my head, I'm thinking, if I close my eyes, they're gonna eat my face. And so then I just get up and walk downstairs to my mom and sleep with her. But yeah, shout out to my mom. Shout out to my mom for renting her bed. Yeah, pretty crazy. Sleepwalking isn't even that funny. Psychology, I think we're learning about sleepwalking. They say that sleepwalking, like, happens, like, once a week for people, but
maybe. Have you heard of that thing called sundowning? Where people go, like, mentally insane at
night? But when they have dementia.
Is that the cause?
Yeah, it's like, if you have dementia, sundowning, they, like, just forget about everything.
Yeah. And then their brain sort of just goes haywire, like, it just goes everywhere.
Yeah.
So they just don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
I've heard of that. Apparently, it's more common in, like, older people.
It's because of dementia.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty tough. Have you seen BoJack Horseman?
No, I haven't. I've seen clips of it, but I haven't seen the show.
It's really fun, like, my favourite show.
Yeah.
But, they show what dementia is like in a really good depiction, like, one of the last episodes. It's pretty scary. It's like, just imagine just trying to live life, but you don't know
anything.
Just
playing on repeat, sort of.
Kind of like that, and also you just don't know what anything is.
Yeah, it's
kind of crazy.
It's actually insane.
Yeah. What's your favourite show?
Well, I've watched lots of shows.
Yeah.
I don't really have a favourite show, but one show that I, like, used to binge binge watch all the time is Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I remember you talking, rewatching that recently. It's a solid show.
Yeah, I rewatched that a lot. So. I think my favorite character in that was probably Terry.
Yeah, he's cool.
I love him. It's either Terry or is Gina.
Gina, the big nose girl.
Yeah.
She's cool. Have you seen Suits?
I've seen...
Good as well.
Some of it. I think I've seen 3 seasons of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of it.
I don't really understand... I don't really understand, the lore stuff of it. I sort of do, but, I really like the drama parts of it.
Yeah, I prefer that.
I kind of watch it for, the relationships,
I wish that fucking...
I wish that Mike and Rachel would, just get together.
You only saw it season 3. They did get together.
Oh, yeah.
But, I wish that Harvey and Diane got together, even though they won't, but I wish they do.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of takes a while for Mike and Rachel to end up getting together.
Mm. And, talking about lore, Five Nights at Freddy's, what's your opinion on the new lore? And, do you like Five Nights at Freddy's?
I like it, but I never liked it. Focus about the lore. I never learned about the lore.
You're stupid.
I know, I watch YouTube tube. Anyone who knows Birkin Boy, I watched him, a lot. And he plays lots of FNAF, so he talks about the lore and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Loaf. He's, a prankster on YouTube. And I watch him, heaps. And he does, lots of funny pranks in public. And he just trolls people.
Oh, the
so
guy that
much.
Does,
the
that
Korean,
that hat?
Korean guy. And he's, and he's got, long black hair. I don't know, some of you people might watch him. Loaf, L-O-F-E. Yeah, he's a cool dude. I usually, I've watched all of his videos. Yeah.
Is that clip where he's wearing a hat that says Loaf and says lots of f***ing Ebola? Yeah.
I mean, his name, I think his name actually stands for loser of f***ing everything.
Yeah, but when talking to that guy with the mask.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he, loves trolling people, and I'm, I just love watching his videos because he also does videos about, what caused him to want to do YouTube and his story about why he how he got so much motivation to do YouTube and his story about depression and social anxiety and stuff like that. So he talks about a lot of that sort of stuff, and it's I find it really motivational and I think it's an important topic.
Yeah, he sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Back to Five Nights at Freddy's. Yeah, I was a massive FNAF kid back in the day, and I was low-key autistic, so I wouldn't show that. I loved the lore. I remember I kind of really cared about the lore up until Sister Location, when I saw that the guy became purple. No, at the end of the game, because Ennard went inside of him, if you guys know what that is. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. And then, the next game came out, Pizzeria, and I just stopped caring. And now I'm hearing about, Ruin and stuff, and how, the little kid is, supposed to be a robot crying child. Shut up. I liked it better when it was just, scary animatronic, try to eat you. It's
Oh, yeah, the FNAF movie came out on Netflix.
Yeah.
I watched it. It totally sucks.
I actually
hated it.
Why?
I think they hyped all that up just for it to be M and, have no gore, not be horror at all. I think
it's
really.
It was kind of aimed at kids, though.
I know, which I understand, but I feel like lots of people would have preferred it to be a horror or more, which it is kind of horror.
Yeah.
But I would have preferred it to be a bit more gory, or because I'm just kind of I wouldn't say I'm into that stuff.
Yeah.
But
I'd
say it would make it more intensified, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know the second one's coming out this December?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to watch that one.
It's gonna be pretty good. Talking about horror as well, what's the scariest horror movie you've ever seen?
The one that's up there is probably Midsommar.
Yeah, I mean, we watched that together.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Either Midsommar or either Hereditary 2.
Yeah, did we watch that together as well?
I'm pretty sure we did,
yeah.
Yeah,
that was
I think we
still
did,
up
yeah.
there for me as well.
Midsommar and Hereditary are up there. Definitely, for anyone who's watched Midsommar will know, some of them scenes are they're out of
freaky
pocket.
Freaky diggy.
Yeah. You probably know, when they're sacrificing their lives and
yeah, the old
jumping
people.
Off the cliff. And
I remember that as well, yeah. Hereditary was pretty scary as well when we watched it. The girl crawling on the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, her head on the floor with,
that was
flies.
They just randomly cut to that.
Yeah.
So, probably the scariest thing I've seen was, Paranormal Activities, the marked ones. Paranormal Activity gets a lot of hate.
Yeah.
But, and I also just don't like any of them but Paranormal Activities, because me, Dom, and Javi just have, this kind of a tradition where we just have a sleepover exclusively with each other. And we just had a horror movie marathon.
and we're watching this, right? The only time I've ever screamed was with that horror movie, and it was this guy's like going down into a basement, and it's like you can hear like a dog and like, and it's like, oh, he's about to like open up a sheet, and like, oh, it's gonna be like a guy killing a dog and a sheet jump scare.
Yeah.
Like behind the sheets, and it's like a bunch of children standing there with like white, black eyes or some shit. Scares the hell out of me. We scream, it's like 4 a.m. No, not even like 12. And then we finish that movie and we're like, holy crap, that was scary.
Yeah.
And then we walk out the corner. No, we don't walk out. We walk out to my kitchen. We're trying to get some food. I walk over, I trip, smack on the microwave. We're laughing. My mum walks around the corner because she's telling us to shut up. Dom screams, jumps and hits his head on like the door frame.
Dom, man, I wish I was there, bro.
Yeah, it was goaded. You hungry yet?
A little.
Do you want to order food? Because it'll take a bit to get here.
Yeah.
Alright. And we are back. Editing was really hard. We got food now. Editing is super hard, and we have like already 42 minutes of this shit. So don't expect great stuff. We are also two teenagers who are doing this as a side hustle. So
we're also normal teenagers too.
So first half is gonna be edited pretty good. I don't know about this clip though. I actually don't know about this clip. Unless Matt wants to do some editing while I'm not here.
We also got the double, what's it called?
Cheeseburger?
Like the double meal combo thing at Macca's.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called.
Shout out Macca's.
Like $28.95.
Wombo combo.
Like $28.95. Plus delivery if like you get getting delivery, you know.
Yeah, so we're gonna stop trying to do as many cuts and saying arm.
Did you guys hear that there's a Chicago fee as well?
I remember that meme, bro. That shit funny as fuck. Man, they doing anything now.
Even the Chicago fee in DoorDash, bro.
Yeah, we got hit with the Chicago fee today, bro.
Yeah. I think it's because I'm Chicago rat hole.
Someone told me that you were explaining what the Chicago... What the fuck is this? The Chicago rat hole to everyone at in like math and stuff.
No, I wasn't even doing that.
Oh. Oh no, Mason told me. In one of your classes you were explaining to people who didn't know it. I was like, that's a thoughtful guy helping the non-knowledgeable.
What did Mason say is right, man, I ain't that guy.
No, he was like, he's just really dragging it. By the way, Mason, I'm telling Max he's my best friend. yeah. Just really dragging it, like no, he was explaining it. Cause he's a Chicago rat hole. This burger really good. Oh, sorry, I spilled some shit.
Yep.
My fault, Gankalicious.
Oi, nah, don't even worry, bro.
Oi, I chipped in $8.
You chipped in $8, bro, like, it's fine.
Buckaroony, am I right?
Oi, look on that. I hope this podcast goes really big.
This is the first episode, this is a pilot episode, you could say.
Hey, we're gonna make the title pilot.
Rick and Morty, you already did that. It's kind of dry.
All of the like shows they did do that.
Really?
Mm.
Oh.
You don't know that.
I just thought Rick and Morty was being really cool because the episode was called Pilot.
No, Nine did that too.
Oh.
Hold on. Actually, I'm not 100% sure.
Don't quote me on this.
I can't be spreading false information.
Yeah, we'll name it pilot. I'm also gonna pay editors a hefty fee for each episode. $20 an episode if you can edit it. And to publish episodes, you need to pay $5 a month. Like, what the heck? The Chicago fee.
Hey, they need to make money somehow, though.
Yeah.
Plus $5 a month ain't that terrible.
It's alright.
You better be paying out my $2.50 every month, bro.
I will. Maybe we should do a mukbang.
What's that?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Nah, I'm serious.
Oh, so basically, a mukbang is like where you just record yourself eating a shit ton of food. And we could do like a podcast mukbang episode. In an abandoned house with a guest eat. Oh, we can't really invite Abraham then. Because he'll eat all the food. High five. Just kidding. I love you, Abraham. I know you're
Abraham, you're my favorite Tar Heel.
Yeah. You're my favourite title too. I reckon Abraham, top five people of all time.
Really?
Mm.
I don't really know the guy. I don't really know the guy too much, but he seems like a cool dude.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. And he always starts this conversation with like, "Now listen here." He's top five people of all time. I reckon interchangeable with Martin Luther King Jr.
I like top 10 hat of all time.
Yes. Talking about hats, today in Sport and Rec, I got put with, you know, Mr. Hannigan Smith.
Nope.
He's like a kind of like an apprentice sports shop. Mm. He's pretty me and him were playing pickleball. Let me just say, we were winning every single game. Matt Rolfe shows up. No offense, Matt Rolfe, because you also said yourself you're shit at the game. Shows up. We just lose. We're into the grand finals.
Pickleball is so fun, though.
Mm.
I love pickleball. I played it today.
Who's your partner?
Ricky Webiner.
Oh, there you go. How many classes do you have in him?
Basically, like, all my classes and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
English, cool. Science, sport and rec. Furnishing. So four classes.
You're set, bro. If me and Samu were pretty good friends, I reckon we'd be set too. We had like almost every class together. It was like psychology, biology, chemistry, English. But yeah. We just didn't have just don't really click that well. Like, I'm still friends with her, but it's just hard to talk. Yeah, I reckon next episode we're gonna do mukbang.
Yeah. We should.
If we don't get enough replies to our form, our podcast might be delayed by a bit because we don't have many ideas. Because this already was really hard. We ran through like four ideas. So.
I mean, like, people like at school ask me, "Oh, what's your podcast gonna be about?"
When yeah.
Record on Thursday. And I'm like, anything and everything.
You said we said ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like we really plan out what's gonna be. We just like go with the flow.
Mm.
I mean, we might in the future, but for now, not really.
We kind of wrote down like ideas. We didn't really write much about it. It was just like
we just sort of just look through like during the podcast.
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
And each episode is gonna be about like an hour long. And you're hearing this now, and you're probably thinking, wow, the editing has gotten a lot worse since the first bit of the thing. I got to 5 minutes. It took me like half an hour,
took
5 minutes
about it. It took him so long to do 5 minutes. Like, I reckon it'll take me even longer.
All you need to do is edit the bleep.
You can take my laptop home if you want, because I don't really use it for anything. You can use my laptop to edit if you really want.
No, I reckon we'll just have a sleepover. You want to sleep over on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, talk about something that you
Saturday
feel strong
night.
About. Saturday night, yeah. I'll be over at like 7 because I'm at work.
Alright.
Talk about fun. I'm eating.
What do you guys think about McDonald's? I mean, what do you think about McDonald's, Mason?
Wait, what's McDonald's?
Like, picture this, right? A fast food chain that sells only food.
But doesn't it sell toys too?
Oh. You're right, and napkins.
McNapkin.
What about the McToy?
What about the McBurger?
These guys probably thinking what the frick we're saying because, like, different humor, but you know.
I reckon my humor's interchangeable.
Yeah, me too.
Mm.
Yeah. Different humors.
I had shit stuck up my gum. Shit hurt.
Yeah, did you hit it like when you eat a Dorito, right? And like the sharp bit of it points pokes into the top.
Bro, don't even get me started on how much I hate that shit, bro.
I hate that, bro. And we might do a poll too, like, of you guys suggesting what sort of stuff we should do
in
our podcast. You know, like, if you don't want us to do this and like you'd rather us do something else, then we'll take that. Over.
Yeah.
That other thing.
And also what food we'll do if we do a mukbang.
Yeah.
Damn. We have run out of stuff to talk about, so I think that's it. Thank you guys. Tune in for next Thursday.
Thank you guys.
This was Mason Kent.
And Matt Franklin. Peace out.